So I'm here today talking to Lena, who is a, well, tell us what you do.
So I'm a French teacher for foreigners in Pontivy. People coming to France to live have to complete a CIR, which is a contrat d'intégration républicaine, a document that you sign in the OFI in Rennes, the Office for Immigration and Integration. So British citizens now are entitled to sign the contract, which means that they can have access to free French classes over a year.
So this is interesting. This is different from the scheme that I heard about, which is it Greta? Is it called Greta?
Greta, yeah, which is one of the centers where you can learn French.
Right.
But this one is the government one. So basically, you'd need to get an appointment with the OFI in Rennes.
Yeah.
Then you, so foreigners pass a little test, which according to their level, then we'll give them a contract of 100, 200, 400 or 600 hours of French that they have to complete within a year.
Okay, so let's step back a bit for that. So this is to qualify people to become residents or towards nationality?
So towards nationality, the level B1 is required.
Mm-hmm.
And you will need indeed to show that you have this level. So
right.
Either with the DELF exam,
right,
or the TCF.
Right.
So you've got two kind
right,
of national exams. But people who want to live in France,
yeah,
so for the residency card, my main public is refugees. So they have to
refugees.
Do this. Refugees, yeah.
Right.
They have to do this. But now, because of the Brexit, now...
Yeah.
English people are entitled to have those.
Right, so people who already hold a Brexit card, a warp card as it's called, withdrawal agreement, residence permit, don't need to do this, obviously, because that was already in
mm-hmm.
the agreement. But anyone moving here now from the UK would have to
mm-hmm.
do this to get resident status. Right, okay. And they don't have to pay for this?
No, it's free. It's
that's interesting.
Europe is funding this, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get information on the place, the phone numbers, and all the contact details, and put
mm-hmm.
them on the website
yep.
later. But that's really interesting. I didn't know about that scheme,
mm-hmm.
and I suspect a lot of people don't know. So tell me how you came to be doing this.
Yeah. So my original plan was to become a primary teacher for Breton schools. I was studying Breton and Welsh language in Rennes, and because I was learning Welsh, I went to Aberystwyth for 1 year. And then I stayed there as a French assistant in Cardiff. I worked there for 2 years and decided to do my PGC course to become a French and Spanish teacher in the UK.
Right.
So I trained there for a year. Then I taught in a Welsh school for 2 years. But then I wanted to see something different, so I moved to Mexico. I got a job as slightly different. So I taught there for 3 years in a Mexican school. Well, Mexican and British schools, so everything was bilingual, and I was a French teacher over there. So for 4 years, actually, 4 years there.
Right.
And then I wanted to come back to Europe, so I moved to Spain for a year. And then wanted a bit more of adventure, so I went to Kenya.
Kenya,
so I went
okay.
teaching there French and Spanish again for 3 years.
Okay, wow.
And then finally decided to come back to Brittany.
Right, so you were raised in Brittany, you're a Briton.
I was, yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you've come full circle back.
Exactly,
to here.
When I left Brittany for Wales, when I was 20, I never expected to come back only 15 years later. So,
okay.
Yeah, I saw this position as for a French teacher for foreigners, but I didn't know if I would qualify. But I did in the end, and I got the job, and I'm very happy. I teach different kind of nationalities.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you have any words that would help people to...
Well, join a group like you did. Join a Breton, like a dancing group, or like that integrate more via activities.
Social
events. Yeah, social events,
Okay, so get involved is
the
way around it, isn't it?
To focus maybe less on the language, because it's good to attend language classes as well, but then if you don't practice outside of the course, there's not much point.
Exactly.
And there is... that's something that we're quite lucky. Like when I speak with people, not French people, not from Brittany, they can't believe how busy is our social events life.
It is.
In Muir, there's a lot, like if you, whether sports or you do...
There's an enormous amount going on.
Yeah, you need to join a club or a group. Or it's. But then once you've joined the group, once you've become a member, then you'll get invited to other events. And then you get...
Lena, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
When you next set off around the world and come back and talk to us again.
I will.
Thank you.